大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, I would like to make a suggestion.
Sure.
The macro theme for today is health.
Sounds good.
Okay, and the micro theme is breakfast.
Oh, breakfast. Yeah. One of my favorite meals.
Okay, good. Now, whenever I stay at a hotel, I'm confronted with this choice of breakfast. Usually they offer three different kinds. The traditional Japanese style breakfast with rice and grilled fish and everything, you know. And then comes American breakfast. I don't know why they call it American breakfast, but later on maybe you could tell me. But anyway, the third choice is continental, which is much simpler.
Sure, just
kind of
bread, you know, right,
bread
exactly.
and maybe coffee and juice.
Right.
Now, which one would you rather have?
Oh, that's actually a tough question.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I grew up with American breakfasts, mm-hmm. and actually, you know, at hotels in the States, you know, you'll find on the menu, it's actually called American breakfast there, too, at many places. But to be honest, I also do like the traditional Japanese breakfast. I don't make it at home, but when I go to a traditional Japanese inn, a ryokan, for example, I love having a nice big traditional Japanese breakfast there.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But if I stay at a Western-style hotel, I don't know why, but I tend to choose American breakfast.
Do you?
Well, one of the reasons is it usually comes with a glass of juice, which I like very much for breakfast. You know, I generally choose orange juice. And then I get to choose either ham or bacon, right, which is very good because it has a lot of protein.
That's true.
You know, and with eggs, usually have fried eggs, sunny side ups, sometimes boiled eggs, which is also good, and comes with coffee, and it's a good way to finish your breakfast. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
Actually, coffee is the key there. The one thing that I miss when I'm eating a nice Japanese breakfast, for example, at a hotel or an inn, is the coffee. Mm. Now, I love green tea. Fantastic. I do enjoy drinking it. But in the morning, I really like a cup of coffee to get me going.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Although I'm tempted, of course, to choose the traditional Japanese style breakfast because I know that it's much healthier.
That's true. You know, actually, I have a question related to that. You know, when we talk about our ideas of a Japanese breakfast or an American breakfast, with an American breakfast, as you mentioned, you've got the bacon, ham or sausage,
right.
Maybe some eggs, toast, coffee. I think a lot of people in the States often will relegate that to the weekends. You know, there's just not enough time on a busy weekday morning to go and cook that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, you know, how many people do you think are having the, I guess, traditional idea of a Japanese breakfast? You know, I mean, people in Japan are very busy in the mornings, too.
Good point. Good point, Susan. I think you're absolutely right. Not many people these days enjoy the traditional Japanese-style breakfast as it takes too much time to prepare. Right. However, I think the older generations, like the people over 50, 60 or even 70, they tend to enjoy the traditional Japanese style breakfast, while the younger generations, people in their 30s and 40s, maybe 20s, teenagers, they would probably have much simpler breakfast, like, you know, just cereals and milk.
Exactly. Yeah, probably something similar to what, you know, typical, you know, younger Americans are having too.
Right,
toast or, you know, coffee or tea, maybe some yogurts. But yeah, cereal is very interesting too, isn't it? One of the things that, you know, I've gotten used to in Japan and often surprises me when I go back to the States is I'll walk into an American supermarket and I'll go down the aisle that has the breakfast cereals. And for a moment, I'm just overwhelmed by the number and the variety of breakfast cereals there. I mean, of course, there are, you know, breakfast cereals in Japan. You know, there's cornflakes, there's all kinds of things. But just the sheer variety is always, you know, surprising again to me. Even though I grew up in the States, I'm always momentarily taken aback.
Oh, right, right, yeah. It hasn't been very long, you know, since we started eating cereals. Like, when I was a little kid, I didn't know cereals.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't use the word cereal to start with, you know. Cornflakes, maybe, yeah, but we didn't think of them as a substantial meal.
Oh, sure. And actually, you know, if you look at a lot of the breakfast cereals that are offered in the States, they often don't really look that nutritious at first glance, you know. They're made, you know, to look attractive to kids. So, you know, sometimes they'll have sugar in them. You know, growing up with three sisters, we usually had a few different boxes of cereal in the house. And that was our typical breakfast on a school morning. But, of course, my mom would usually buy a very healthy breakfast cereal, you know, one that was just oats or just cornflakes with no sugar at all. And then she might buy one that had a bit of sugar. But of course, that was the most popular one, and we would go through that very quickly, you know, before we had to eat the healthy version, you know,
right.
I guess.
So what do you actually eat for breakfast?
Nowadays?
Yeah?
Well, actually, recently, I've gotten on a health kick, and I've been eating oatmeal in the mornings.
Oatmeal?
Yes.
O-A-T, oat.
Yes, so hot oatmeal. Nice, like a hot, stick-to-your-ribs type of breakfast, you know. Keeps you full till lunchtime. Put a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of maple syrup, and it's just fantastic.
Really?
Yes, but I have to say that my husband thinks it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Okay.
He can't understand. But then, granted, I look at his breakfast of, you know, a raw egg mixed with rice and natto, and not really tempted by that either.
Okay. You know, it's funny. When I was a little kid, when I first heard the word otomiru, of course, I mean, I didn't know any English. So otomiru sounded to me like otobai, the same kind of oto. So they said it's something to eat. So maybe I assumed that it was something that come out of a machine, you know, automatically. So it was called otomiru.
Right. It probably doesn't sound so delicious, I guess, from that point of view.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. So, to confess, finally, I eat cereals with milk, of course, and a piece of pumpkin.
A piece of pumpkin?
A piece of pumpkin.
It's with the cereal or in the cereal?
With the cereal. With the cereal.
Really? How do you eat it?
I nuke it. Microwave it, and you know how pumpkin goes very well with milk.
Oh, sure, it's rather sweet, isn't it?
It tastes great.
Oh, so you have the milk, the pumpkin, and the cereal all together.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty good. I think I'll try it.
Yes, do try. And sometimes I have a banana with it.
Very healthy.
さあ、今回はですね、大きなテーマとしては health。健康ということですが、その中の小さなテーマとして breakfast、朝食を取り上げたわけですけれども、私はホテルにですね泊まるときいつも思うのは、朝ごはんを何にしようかな。で、アメリカンブレックファーストってよく書いてありますね。あれは本当にアメリカ人もアメリカでアメリカンブレックファーストと呼ぶのかどうかっていうのを非常に不思議に思っていましたが、今日スーザンさんの話でアメリカでも実はあれはアメリカンブレックファーストと呼んでいるということが分かりました。つまり、まあ典型的なあのジュースに始まってベーコンかハムを選んで卵料理、それからトーストにコーヒーというような内容なんですが、あるいはまあ和食にするのか、それから最も簡単なコンチネンタルというですね、まあジュースとパンとコーヒーといった程度にするか悩むところなんですけれどもね、最近日本人もですね、それじゃあ和食の朝ごはんをみんな食べてるかというと、どうもそうではありませんよね。まあアメリカ人もアメリカンブレックファストっていうのはやっぱり週末に限ることが多い、つまり普段はあんまり時間がないという点は日本人と同じかもしれないと思いますね。さあ、話は非常に広がって途中からシリアルの話等になりましたが、ところでスーザンさんは実はオートミールを朝ごはんに食べていると、いうことなんですが、あのオートミールのオートというのは、実は英語ではオウト、オウという発音になりますね、母音が。OAT という単語がオウトであります。で、私はあのですね、全く知らずに子供の頃オートミールっていうのを聞いた時にはですね、オートバイとかオートマチックのオートだとばかり思ってですね、機械から自動的に出てくる、そういう何か簡単なものをオートミールと呼んでいるのかなと、まあ思ったんですが、今の話だと温めたオートミールでシナモンなんかちょっと効かせて、で、メープルシロップとか言ってましたが、結構 構話を聞くと美味しそうだなというふうに思います。皆さんもたまにはですね、スーパーでオートミールお試しになってはいかがでしょう。 Let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is to bring home the bacon. To bring home the bacon means to earn money, to work for a living, generally to support one's family. So you could say, in today's economy, many families rely on both parents to bring home the bacon.
さあ、これはですね、割合に分かりやすいかもしれません。Bring home the bacon。つまり、まあ、家庭にですね、ベーコンを持ってくる、運んでくるというのは、生活の糧を得ると。生計を立てる。まあ、いうことであります。今のように、この両親あるいは夫婦が共働きをするというような文脈でしたね。さあ、もう一度聞いてみましょう。
In today's economy, many families rely on both parents to bring home the bacon.
ということで、まあ、我々の周りにもですね、共働きの家庭多いと思いますね。Alright, the second one.
Second one is ham-fisted or ham-handed. Now, this refers to someone who is clumsy, someone who isn't very good with their hands, or maybe isn't very good at dealing with delicate situations. For example, you could say, the company's ham-fisted approach to the problem created a PR disaster for them.
さて、ハムとベーコンという時の HAM のハムなんですが、ハムフィスティッド。フィストは拳です。それは ED をつけて、全体で形容詞のように使うわけですね。これで、clumsy という意味だ。clumsy。ぎこちない、下手な。という意味ですね。ですから今の文脈ですと、まあ、その会社がですね、下手なアプローチをしたためにですね、PR 上大失敗となったというような、まあそういう意味でしたね。もう一度聞いてみましょう。
The company's ham-fisted approach to the problem created a PR disaster for them.
ということで、disaster。まあ、大惨事と災害なんかの時に使いますけれども、この場合のようにですね、大失態、大失敗、そんな意味でも応用ができる単語ですよね。 Alright, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き、遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き、遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくは voicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。オリンパス